This is Up to No Good by Kathkin, a Shazam DCU fic rated for general audiences. No archive warnings apply. Summary. So, Victor and Rosa still aren't really cool about this whole thing, and I figured maybe if they met one of you guys, then they'd see that you're just regular normal people, and they might, I don't know, freak out less? Oh, said Wally as it sank in. Okay, I get you. He leaned back in his seat, contemplating the dingy wall of the tunnel outside. I can be normal, he said. I can be so normal. Normalest guy you ever saw. You're not filling me with confidence here, Wally, said Billy, sounding genuinely kind of desperate. Billy invites Wally to dinner. Wally gets bullied by a pack of kids. Rosa gets some stuff off her chest. The air in the alley smelled like ozone. The sky overhead was bright blue. All round, Wally reflected as he stretched out his arms, he'd had a pretty good day. He'd only been nibbled on a little bit. He was pretty sure no one had died. He got to stop for cheesesteak. No complaints. The kid came wandering around the corner, his hands shoved in his hoodie pockets. You good? I think that went well, Wally remarked at the sky. I think it could have gone worse, Billy said. It could have gone like a million times worse, said Wally. We rocked it. You were okay, I guess, said Billy. There was a lot of property damage, huh? Jeez, what crawled up your ass and died, said Wally. Property damage, God. I just think this was a problem you maybe could have dealt with yourself before it got out of hand, said Billy. You know, before it started roaming all over Pennsylvania. Sometimes it's okay to ask for help. He wasn't letting anything dampen his good mood. There's a life lesson for you. Billy shrugged. Sure. He looked down the alley, towards the street. The wind was picking up. Hey, you know, I live a couple subway stops from here. Oh yeah? Said Wally, not sure where he was going with this, and not really bothered. You want to come to dinner or something? Wally stared up at the cloudless sky. He looked at Billy. He said, like, right now? You got plans? Not really. He didn't often have plans. He wasn't sure how to respond. What was the appropriate thing to do when your 14-year-old co-worker, were they co-workers, asked you to dinner? Your parents gonna be okay with that? Billy shrugged again. I can ask. Sure, said Wally. Ask away. Cool. Billy slipped his phone from his pocket and took a few steps away, up the alley towards the construction site at the far end. Hey, it's me, he said. Yeah, I'm good. No, it wasn't a big deal. Wally would dispute that point. Just because it wasn't a world-ending scenario didn't mean it wasn't a big deal. But he wasn't about to start a fight over it. Listen, Billy was saying. Is it okay if I bring a friend home for dinner? He was quiet for a moment. The voice on the other end tinkled. No, I guess a work friend? Hang on. Turning away from his phone and dropping his voice, he said, Is it okay if I tell her who you are? Wally gave him a thumbs up. Go for it. Yeah, it's the Flash, said Billy. Mm-hmm. Is that okay? He added, sweetly innocent. The voice on the other end of the line, his foster mom, Wally guessed, talked for a solid couple of seconds. Literally everything, Billy answered. Yeah. Okay. Are you sure? Cool. See you in a couple of minutes. Hanging up the call, he returned Wally's thumbs up. We're good. You sure? Said Wally. I don't wanna... Nah, we're cool, said Billy. If she didn't want you to come over, she'd have said so. Trust me. He ducked his head on up the alley. Come on. The subway station was only a few blocks away. Wally ambled along a couple of steps behind Billy, his hands shoved into his pockets, watching the passing cars. He hadn't spent much time in Philly before. It was Billy's home turf, and the kid seemed to know it inside out. You couldn't beat local knowledge when you were on the hunt for a monster. He followed Billy into the station, down the steps to the ticket barrier. You have change for the subway, right? Asked Billy, eyes tracking the incoming train times as they scrolled across the screen overhead. I think so, Wally checked his pockets. 'Cause I'm out. He found his wallet and opened it up. He had change. What were you going to do if I said no? Billy shot him a sidelong look. He shrugged as if to say, I have my methods. Public transportation should be free. Can't argue with that, said Wally. He paid for their tickets. He wasn't sure why they were getting the subway when both of them could get to wherever Billy lived faster than any train, but he wasn't about to argue. Billy wanted to get the subway. It was up to him how he wanted to arrange his life. Maybe it was a matter of compartmentalizing. Wally didn't see the appeal. He hadn't had much patience before the accident, and he sure as hell didn't have any now. He'd use his powers for whatever the hell he wanted, he reflected, tapping his foot rapidly against the floor of the subway car. You've got 4 brothers and sisters, right? He said. 5, said Billy on his phone. Mary moved to California. Oh yeah? Wally grunted, not raising his eyes from his phone screen. What you doing? Just texting Freddy that you're coming over. Billy hit send. A couple of seconds later, his phone buzzed. And buzzed again, a furious series of messages coming in. He snorted a barely suppressed laugh. What? Nothing. Billy shoved his phone into his hoodie pocket. He's real excited to meet you. Cool, said Wally. He tapped his tongue against the roof of his mouth. Trains were so slow. So, what are they like? My foster siblings? Asked Billy, startled. Yeah, I want to know what I'm getting into here. Billy lolled his head back, looking at the ceiling of the train car. I already told you about Freddy. And I'm excited to meet him, too. Please be cool. I will be the coolest, said Wally. What about the rest? What do you want to know? Wally shrugged. What do you want to tell me? Billy rolled his eyes. Okay, he said, and breathed out in thought. Darla's the baby. She's very sweet, and there's like an 80% chance she's going to want to hug you, so watch out. I'm good with hugs, said Wally. Eugene's kind of a brat. He likes video games, said Billy. Pedro... He scowled. I've lived with Pedro for like a year, and to be honest, I still don't really know what his deal is. He doesn't talk much. Cool, said Wally. That wasn't much, but he was pretty sure it was all he was getting. And Mary lives in California? Mary's cool, Billy shrugged. He said it lightly, as if disinterested, but in a carefully crafted way that told Wally he liked Mary a lot. He'd been the same way when he first mentioned Freddy, and it was obvious how close the two were. Wally changed the subject. Be honest, he said. Did you just invite me over so I'd have to pay for your subway ticket? What? Billy got his phone back out and he glanced up from it. No. He pulled a face. Kinda. Looking at Wally, he said more decisively, That's not the only reason. Oh yeah? Said Wally. Spill. Okay. Billy twisted in his seat to face him. So, Victor and Rosa still aren't really cool about this whole thing, and I figured maybe if they met one of you guys then they'd see that you're just regular normal people, and they might, I don't know, freak out less? Oh, said Wally as it sank in. Okay, I get ya. He leaned back in his seat, contemplating the dingy walls of the tunnel outside. I can be normal, he said. I can be so normal. Normalest guy you ever saw. You're not filling me with confidence here, Wally, said Billy, sounding genuinely kind of desperate. I'm just messing around, kiddo, said Wally. Hey, if you wanted someone who can be charming in social situations, you should have invited Diana. Billy bit his lip. Diana's great, but she's kind of weird. Vic's not weird, Wally said. Vic's part robot, said Billy. Not his fault. I just kind of want to ease them into that kind of thing, said Billy. You know? Wally laughed. Yeah, that checks out, he said. Slim pickings, huh? Hey, don't worry. I'll be the regularest guy they ever met. Wally, please, said Billy. I need this to go well. Kid, chillax, said Wally. I can handle it. You think I've never been to dinner with a girlfriend's parents before? I know the drill. Billy sat back in his seat, not looking especially comforted. Please don't make that comparison in front of my foster parents. Huh? The implications of what he just said filtered belatedly through his brain. Oh, yikes, he laughed. Yeah, point taken. If you fuck this up, I'm never talking to you again, Billy said, sounding like he meant it. I'm not gonna fuck this up, said Wally. Quit stressing. What are your parents like? Foster parents, Billy corrected. Right, said Wally, nodding. Sorry. They're okay, said Billy. They're kind of a lot. His phone buzzed again. He checked the notification and snorted. Freddy again, Wally guessed. Yeah. What's up? Billy shot him a knowing look that made Wally very confident they were talking about him. Nothing. Wally nudged him. You guys texting about me? No, Billy glanced at him. Okay, don't tell him I told you, but he's kind of annoyed that I'm bringing you home and not Diana. Aw, said Wally. Am I not cool enough for him? Diana's cooler, Billy said. High bar, Wally pointed out. I thought he was into the big guy. He's met the big guy. What? Said Wally. When? Why wasn't I invited? It was back before I met you, said Billy. He came to Philly to check in on me or whatever. That was cool of him, said Wally. Dredging his memory, he did remember Supes mentioning he'd paid Shazam a visit, back when he was new on the scene. He hadn't thought much of it at the time. Billy pulled a face as if to say so-so. You like vegan food, right? He said. Darla doesn't eat meat. I like everything, said Wally. and I'm hungry. Okay, so maybe he wasn't as prepared for the situation as he pretended to be. There wasn't a good analogy for meeting your teenage superhero friend's parents. He didn't meet people who knew he was the Flash very often. Was he meeting them as the Flash, or just as Wally? He wasn't sure. How the hell was he supposed to start the conversation? Hi, I'm the Flash. They knew that. I'm Mr. West. Absolutely not. Hi, I'm Wally. I'm Billy's... teammate? Co-worker? Were they co-workers? What if they really didn't want him there and had just said yes to be polite? He'd picked up the impression that they had a pretty strong preference for keeping regular life and superhero life separate, and on balance he was inclined to agree, which would make this little social outing a really bad idea. This is my house, said Billy, slowing to a stop on the sidewalk. Cool, Wally looked up at it. It was pretty much the same as the houses on either side. On the big side, which he supposed checked out given that it was a group home. There was a minivan parked outside and a homemade poster tacked up inside the front window. Looks nice. It's a house, said Billy, hopping up the steps. The door wasn't locked, and Wally followed him on in. Inside, it smelled like spaghetti sauce. Underneath that, a warm, lived-in smell. The sound of a TV carried through into the hallway. There were half a dozen jackets stuffed onto the coat hooks, and innumerable shoes piled up haphazardly underneath. Billy was adding his coat to the mess. Before he could get his own jacket off, a 4-foot kid in a purple sweater came barreling around the corner and threw her arms around him. Oof, he said, knocked off kilter. You're the Flash, she said. You're Darla, he guessed. She beamed up at him. Hi! Darla, said Billy from the coat hooks. You're bothering him. She's not bothering me, said Wally. Darla let go of him anyways. She was wearing oversized glasses and a chunky necklace that looked homemade. I'm very sorry, she said, very seriously. If Billy said you were coming over, I'd have made you a card, but he did not tell me. It's cool, said Wally. I don't need a card. It was kind of a spur-of-the-moment thing, said Billy. It must have caught her attention, because she threw herself at him, too. I missed you, she said, hugging tight. It's been like 3 hours, said Billy, hugging her back. She pouted. I was worried. Extracting himself from the hug, Billy said, You didn't need to worry. It wasn't even a big deal. Well, it was kind of a... Not in front of the little kid, he told himself. Never mind. He was very aware that the TV had shut off, and another kid was watching him over the back of the couch. Hi, he said. The kid didn't answer. So do you have a people name, said Darla, or do we have to call you the Flash? Before he could answer, a woman came into the hallway. Dark-haired, good-looking. It was really nice to know there was at least one other grown-up in the house. Hi, he said, offering his hand. I know who you are. She accepted the handshake. Even if he hadn't already guessed who she was, he'd have recognized her voice. Miss, come near my family again and I'm calling the police herself. Yikes. I'm Rosa, she said. It's good to meet you. Billy's told us a lot about you. Oh yeah? He was genuinely taken off guard at the idea. All good things, I hope, he said with a nervous laugh. He was still shaking her hand. He'd been shaking her hand way too long. He let go. I'm Wally, he said. It's great to meet you. Your name is Wally? Said Darla. Yeah, he said. Huh, her brow crinkled. Darla, be polite, sweetie, said Rosa. I didn't say anything rude, Darla protested. Was I rude? She said to Wally, very earnestly. No, you're good, he laughed. Dinner's in half an hour, Rosa said. Billy can show you around. We can talk later? Sure, he said, not exactly enthused at the idea. It hadn't really occurred to him that in accepting the invitation, he'd agreed to be interviewed by Billy's foster parents. It wasn't like it was an unreasonable request. Even aside from the whole superhero thing, he imagined most people would want to get to know any grown-ass adult who was spending a bunch of time with their kids. A small hand tugged on his sleeve. Do you want to see my room? Said Darla. He glanced at Billy, still over by the coat hooks. Billy shot him a deeply unhelpful look. I'm gonna take a rain check on that. What's a rain check? It means I'm gonna pass right now, but maybe some other time, said Wally. Oh, said Darla, brightening. Okay. Billy had gone over to the stairs. Freddy, he shouted, leaning on the banister. Hey, Freddy, I'm home. He's probably got his headphones on again, said Darla. A hug, Billy took out his phone. I'll text him. He wandered through to the living room, and Wally followed, not sure what else to do with himself. The kid on the couch was watching suspiciously. He was younger than Billy, but probably older than Darla. Man, Wally sucked at judging ages. There was another kid lounging in an armchair, an older, heavy-set teen whose attention hadn't strayed from his phone, where he seemed to be scrolling through TikTok. "Eugene, get your shit off the couch," Billy was saying. "Screw you," said the kid on the couch. "Eugene!" Billy shoved his garbage off the couch so Wally could sit down. But before he could, there were clumping footsteps on the stairs, hurried and unsteady, and Freddy came into the living room. Wally knew him at once from Billy's description. "Kind of a weird little dweeb," Billy had said, "who lives in superhero shirts and talks way too much." He was wearing a Superman shirt that was a size too big for him, hanging loose around his shoulders, and his hair was a mess. He was looking at Wally with a kind of breathless awe he wasn't used to experiencing when he was out of costume. Billy hadn't mentioned the crutch. Based on the way he moved with it, Wally was pretty sure it was a permanent thing. He had no intention of asking. "Hi," he said, offering his hand. "I'm Wally. Great to meet you." The kid wiped his hand on his t-shirt before accepting the handshake. It was still kind of sweaty. "I'm Freddy. I know. It's really an honor to meet you, sir." "Wally," he corrected. "Wally, right," Freddy nodded, wetting his lips, momentarily losing the train of his babble. "It's an honor to meet you, because you're, like, my hero. I mean, obviously you're not my hero, because, like, Superman," he added. "Not that you're not," he gulped down air. "You guys are all my heroes, is what I'm trying to say, and..." "Freddy, man, you're doing it again," said Billy quietly. "Right," Freddy glanced up at him. Sorry, I'll shut up." "It's cool," said Wally. "It's an honor to meet you too." "Oh my god," said Freddy faintly. "And I'm glad you're pleased to see me," said Wally, "even if I'm not as cool as Wonder Woman." It was mean. He knew that. Maybe a little too mean, he reflected as Freddy's eyes went big. "Why would you tell him I said that?" he hissed to Billy. Billy shrugged. "To be a dick," he said, as if it was obvious. "Deal with it." He flopped down into an armchair. "I am so sorry," said Freddy. "It's cool. I'm just teasing you," said Wally. "I didn't mean it," said Freddy. "I know," said Wally, though he was pretty confident Freddy had meant it. "Even if you did, it's not a big deal. She is cooler than me." He sat down on the couch beside Eugene. Darla settled on the floor next to the coffee table. "This is Eugene," she said. "Hi," said Wally. "And this is Pedro," she said, nodding at the older kid. He'd finally set down his phone and was staring at Wally. He was very aware that all eyes in the room were on him. This was a new experience without the mask. He was okay with being the center of attention as himself, and as the Flash. This was both, or neither, and he wasn't a fan. "So," said Eugene, breaking the silence, "are you really the Flash?" "Yeah," said Wally. "Cool," Eugene nodded studiously. "Prove it." Wally blinked. "Excuse me?" "Do something really fast," Eugene said, as if it were a totally reasonable and obvious request. "Eugene," piped up Freddy, who was hovering behind the sofa. "Leave him alone." "No," said Wally, puzzled. "Can you run all the way around the world?" said Darla. He leaned down to talk to her. "Yes, I can." "Cool," Eugene nodded at him. "Go on." "Was this kid for real? I'm not gonna do it right now." "Why not?" "'Cause we're in your living room?" Wally said. "We have a yard out back," said Pedro solemnly. "Quit bothering him," said Freddy, who was roundly ignored. "Not right now, okay?" said Wally. "I've had a really long day." The dirty truth was, he totally could if he wanted. It would take a lot more than the day he'd had to actually tire him out. But he didn't want to make things difficult for Billy by making a scene. "Then how do we know you're really the Flash?" said Eugene. "Eugene!" said Freddy. "Of course I'm the Flash," said Wally. "What, do you think Billy just pulled some random guy off the street and got him to pretend to be a superhero?" Eugene shrugged. "Maybe." "You calling your brother a liar?" "Billy's a lying piece of shit," Pedro pointed out. Wally looked to Billy for support. Billy just shrugged. "I got nothing to prove." "Guys," Freddy pleaded. "He doesn't have to..." "I believe you," said Darla. "But I want to see you go really fast." "I'm not doing that," said Wally. "Sorry." "But why not?" said Darla. "Yeah," said Eugene. "Come on, be cool. We'd show you our thing, but we're not allowed to do it in the house anymore," said Darla sadly. "There were some electrical safety issues," said Eugene. "Noise issues," said Pedro. "Fire issues," said Freddy. "Hey," Billy protested. "That was one time." "I don't think your parents would like it," Wally interjected. "They don't have to know," said Pedro. "Fine," said Eugene. But if you don't do it, I won't believe you're the Flash. Guys, please, said Darla. Just once. I think you gotta, Flash, said Billy. I don't, said Wally. Please, Darla said. Clock's ticking, mister, said Eugene. You're making Billy look like a liar. Guys, said Freddy. Please, said Darla. All right, Wally held up his hands. All right. He was looking around the room at all the kids who were currently bullying him. I got nothing to prove, but would you guys like to see a party trick? Yes, said Darla, sitting eagerly bolt upright. Sure, said Pedro. Is it cool, said Eugene. It's pretty cool, Wally went through his pockets. Let's see. His fingers brushed the edge of a pack of playing cards. He dug them out and brandished them, the edges scuffed, the rubber band wrapped around them kind of dirty. Aha! Why do you have those in your pocket, said Freddy suspiciously. For my party trick. Shuffling the cards, he hopped up from the couch. Watch. He rifled through the deck one last time, and then in a flash built his fanciest house of cards on the coffee table. Ta-da, he said, throwing out his arms, narrowly missing knocking it down. Whoops. On the floor near his ankles, Darla was applauding furiously. Woo! That's pretty cool, Eugene conceded. Pedro remained unmoved. Is it really a party trick, though? Said Freddy. Sure it is, said Wally. Doesn't that imply you do it at parties? Wally shrugged. Yeah, and? You don't use your superpowers at parties, though, said Freddy. Because you don't go to parties as a Flash, right? Sure I do, said Wally, occasionally. What? Said Freddy. What kind of parties? When? Sometimes people invite Flash to parties, said Wally. And you go? Sometimes, he said with a shrug. Really? Said Freddy, profoundly incredulous. Sure, said Wally. I like parties. Nothing wrong with that. Freddy sank back into his chair. Just seems like a good way to compromise your secret identity, he said. I mean, like, if it was me. I wouldn't do that. You don't get invited to parties because you're a nerd, said Eugene. Hey, fuck you, said Freddy. It's been fine so far, said Wally, before either of them could continue that conversation. Anyways, calling something a party trick doesn't automatically imply you do it at parties. It's a figure of speech. Yeah, it totally does, said Freddy. Doesn't, said Wally. Anyway, the point is, Eugene, do you believe I'm the Flash now? I believe you have super speed, said Eugene, eyeing the house of cards. I'll take it, Wally said. It was all he was getting. Eugene was still staring at the house of cards. I could do that. No, you couldn't, said Wally. It's not just about speed. It takes some practice. I'm good at practicing stuff, said Eugene. I'm a gamer. You couldn't do it as fast as that, Freddy pointed out. Eugene scrunched up his face. Freddy was right, and he probably knew it. I bet Billy could. Billy could not, said Wally. I could, but I wouldn't, said Billy, because it's dumb. Wally set his hands on his hips. What is it going to take to impress you? Billy raised an eyebrow at the house of cards. More than that. Maybe if you ran all the way around the world, Darla suggested. Nah, I've seen him do that. Billy settled into a more comfortable position in his chair, one leg slung over the arm. It's not that cool. I can do it faster than anyone else on the planet, said Wally. Which is pretty dang cool if you ask me. I guess, said Billy. Or you could just be faking it. What? Said Wally. What's that supposed to mean? It'd be pretty easy to fake, Freddy gabbled. Cause, like, it's not like anybody can see you while you're running around the world, so you could just run around a smaller loop and pretend, not that I think you're faking it, he added very quickly, just that you could, if you wanted. Wally touched both hands to his chest in mock offense. And compromise my integrity? No way. Eugene pointed at the house of cards. Can I knock it down? Knock yourself out, kiddo, said Wally. Eugene threw a video game case at the cards, and another, and Darla joined in on the fun, tossing whatever was to hand at the house of cards, and in a matter of seconds, about a million times longer than it had taken it to put it up, the cards were scattered across the floor. Ah, well, Wally sighed. In a blink, he gathered them up, to more delighted whooping from Darla. Your apartment must be so tidy, she said. Wally stared at her for half a second. Yeah, he said. Totally. Hey, you know what, though? I'm the fastest alive at laundry folding. I'm a laundry folding champ. Ooh, said Darla. Can you show us? You want him to fold laundry for you, said Eugene? That's so lame. Darla sank down on the floor, dejected. I think laundry's fun. Wally sat back on the couch. I think we'll have to agree to disagree on that one. You don't like laundry? She cocked her head to the side. But you can do it really fast. I can't make the washer go any faster, he pointed out. Why not? Said Darla. Why? He said. What do you mean, why not? You could if you tried hard enough, said Billy. What? Said Wally. What the hell's that supposed to mean? Shut your mouth. Billy obliged him by shutting up, or maybe he just got bored of hassling him. Can I ask you a question about how you got your powers? Said Freddy. He was sitting forward, perched on the edge of his chair. Depends on if you're going to accuse me of faking it again, said Wally. I wasn't, Freddy protested. I didn't mean, I never said you were faking it. I wouldn't. He's messing with you, Freddy, said Billy. I'm messing with you, kid, said Wally. Go ahead, ask away. So like, said Freddy, still gabbling a bit. Wally wasn't sure if he was nervous or excited or both. Is your perception of time slowed down, like, all the time, or is it just regular? Oh, said Wally, turning to face him. That's an interesting question. I know, said Freddy. I can actually speed it up or slow it down. Really? Freddy said, earnestly fascinated. Do you have to do it consciously every time you do your powers? Nah, it just kind of kicks in automatically when I speed up, said Wally. Or I can do it consciously if I want to. Is that not how it works for you guys? Freddy screwed up his face. I'm not that fast. He twisted around to talk to Billy. Is that how it works for you? Billy shrugged. I never thought about it. You never think about anything, Freddy retorted. Hey, Darla, are you faster than a race car? Said Darla, who had seemingly been waiting for an opening in the opportunity to ask some more pressing questions. Yes, I am, said Wally. What about an airplane? She said. Are you faster than an airplane? Absolutely. Even a jet plane? She said. Like a fighter jet plane? He wasn't sure what she meant by fighter jet plane. Sure. What about, she said, a spaceship? Oh my god, Darla, said Freddy softly. Now there was a question. I guess it might depend on the spaceship, but probably. That's very impressive, she said. Even if it was a faster-than-light spaceship? I don't think that's been invented, said Pedro. What, she said. Then how did Superman get here? Pedro shrugged. Slowly. You know what, said Wally? I'll ask him for you. Thank you, said Darla. I'd appreciate it. Can I ask you another question? Freddy interrupted. Knock yourself out, said Wally. I'm worried it might be a little personal, said Freddy. Huh. Is it, Wally ducked his head at Darla, suitable to ask with little kids in the room? What? Yes, no, said Freddy. I wouldn't. Freddy, would you please just ask the goddamn question, said Billy. How did you get your powers? Freddy blurted out. You don't have to tell me if. Nah, it's cool. Honestly, he'd been expecting something a lot weirder. Okay, it's kind of a long story, but the short version is I got struck by lightning. Freddy boggled, his eyes going extra big. For real? He said. I thought for sure Billy made that up to mess with me. Billy spread his hands in consternation. Why would I make up something that dumb? It's not dumb, Wally protested. Dude, you got struck by lightning and it makes you run really fast, said Billy. That's not how lightning works. You get struck by lightning on the reg and it gives you all kinds of superpowers, said Wally, one of which is being able to run fast. That's different, Billy said. It's magic lightning. Which is less dumb how, said Wally. Come on, be reasonable. Billy shot him a look. It's not dumb. Yeah, it is. I think magic's cool. Eugene snorted. You didn't even believe in magic till you met the wizard. People are allowed to change their minds about stuff, Eugene, said Billy. Seriously, though, Freddy interrupted before the conversation could get any stupider. Why do you think it worked? Like, why did it do that to you? You want the short answer or the long answer, said Wally. Freddy ducked his head to the side. I'm down for the long answer. Okay, Wally twisted around his seat to talk to the kid better. At first I thought it was just some freak thing, something hyper-specific about the circumstances that triggered it, you know? Makes sense, says Freddy. I was reading this study the other day about how physical trauma might be able to trigger meta-powers. Oh, yeah, said Wally. Scientific American? I saw the headline. You didn't read the article? Wally shrugged. It was paywalled. You don't know how to get around a paywall? Said Eugene. Wally ignored him. Anyway, the more I thought about it, and the more I, you know, used my powers, I figured there had to be something extra going on. Extra? Said Freddy. What'd you mean? Should he? He wondered. This wasn't the kind of thing he normally talked about with most people, if he was going to be honest. Basically no one outside the league. But Freddy seemed to be a full-on superhero scholar, and more than that, Billy, to all appearances, trusted him implicitly. So why not? I call it the Speed Force, he said, and they were still talking it over 20 or so minutes later, well after the other kids had gotten bored. Billy was slumped in his armchair, on his phone, one eye on the conversation. So it's like another dimension, said Freddy. Not exactly, said Wally. Maybe? I think of it more as an energy field that's overlaid on this dimension. A key jangled, and the front door opened. Darla hopped up from the floor and dashed through the hallway. You're back! Hey there, said a man's voice behind him. Okay, let me put my bag down first, sweetie. Okay. Darla said, her voice lowered into an approximation of a whisper. The Flash is here. I heard, said the man. You should ask him to show you his party trick, said Darla in the same not whisper. When the man spoke again, he sounded mildly concerned. Uh-huh. Wally took it that this was the dad, or foster dad, whatever, and figured now was as good a time as any to make his entrance, before Darla accidentally made things any more uncomfortable than she already had. He scrambled off the couch, just as Billy's foster dad came into the room. He was a big, friendly-looking man, a genuinely warm smile spread across his face on seeing Wally. Hi, he offered his hand. I'm Victor, Billy's foster dad. It's great to meet you. I'm Wally, he said, shaking Victor's hand. I guess you already know who I am, he chuckled nervously. Sure do, said Victor. I hope the kids weren't bothering you too much. They're not bothering me, said Wally. We were having a conversation, said Freddy shortly. Actually. Coming to join them, Darla latched back onto her foster dad, wrapping her arms around his waist and pressing herself bodily against his side. What's got into you? Said Victor, touching her hair. Just in a hugging mood today, she said lightly. Victor laughed. You and Billy get up to no good today, he said to Wally. I wouldn't say that, he said. He really wouldn't. Billy did a great job. Damn right I did, said Billy, coming over. He jerked his head at Wally. I saved his ass. Victor smirked. If Wally wasn't mistaken, an unamused don't use that kind of language in the house smirk. 6 o'clock, buddy. Yeah, so, said Billy with a shrug. Still smirking, Victor clapped a hand on his shoulder. Go set the table. Aw, what? It's your turn, Victor gave him a gentle nudge toward the dining room. Go on. Billy rolled his eyes, but he went. Pedro, Wally heard him say to his brother as he passed by his chair. Come on. The two of them went into the other room. A warm, tomatoey smell was coming from the kitchen. Man, he was hungry. He hadn't eaten since the cheesesteak. These people were really nice feeding him on such short notice, especially with a small army of kids to wrangle. He could tell they must take some wrangling. Darla was sweet, but she seemed like a handful. Billy was a good kid, but he wouldn't want to be responsible for him, not all the time. Freddy, probably likewise, and that wasn't even getting into the superpowers. God, he'd thought Billy was young for it. Eugene was even younger. Darla was a little kid. So, Wally, said Victor, what do you do? Billy's voice was carrying from the dining room, and Wally tried to think about what the most tactful way to put it was. The way that made him sound less like some kind of unemployed slacker who'd been a bad influence on kids. I'm actually between jobs at the moment, he cleared his throat. How about you? You mean aside from being a foster dad? Victor laughed. You're a great foster dad, said Darla, still hugging him. I know, sweetie, he said. Freddy's crutch clicked as he came to stand by Wally. We were talking, he said, indignant. Wally wasn't sure which of them he was mad at. Right, sorry, he said. Sorry. What were you guys talking about? Victor asked. Super speed, said Freddy, before Wally could come up with a more tactful answer. Cool, said Victor, seemingly unfazed. I can leave you to it. Darla, can I have my leg back? No, she said, smiling up at him smugly. Need my leg, baby, he said. Aw, fine, said Darla. She let her dad go, and as soon as he went into the kitchen, latched onto Wally with equal fervor. Hey now! Will you do more tricks for us? She said, undeterred. Maybe later. So you think it's like an energy field? Freddy prompted. For a moment he was lost. Oh, yeah, he said, remembering where they'd been at. It... Aw, do you have to? Darla pouted up at him. It got so boring. It's not boring, Freddy protested. Is so. It has to do with the fundamentals of how our dimension works. What's your favorite animal? Darla interrupted. Koala bear, said Wally. Freddy's shoulders slumped in defeat. Koala bears aren't actually... You know what I mean. What's your second favorite animal? Darla said. I don't know, said Wally. A turtle. Do you play Minecraft? Said Eugene, leaning over the back of the couch. Occasionally, what's your favorite mythical animal? Said Darla. Wow, that's an interesting question, said Wally, his head spinning. Can we please, said Freddy. One second, Wally held up a hand. Probably a jackalope. Oh, okay, said Darla. Mine's a unicorn. What's a jackalope? It's... What about Fortnite? Said Eugene. Do you play Fortnite? I used to... I don't want to be rude, Freddy was saying. It's just, I don't know if I'm going to get another chance to ask about this. Okay, that just wasn't fair, because it wasn't like he had any objection to continuing the conversation later. You can text me, he said. Tell Billy, kids, we're eating, called Rosa from the kitchen. Oh, thank God, he said. Come on, Dahlia grabbed his hand, towing him toward the dining room. Dinner! They settled around the dining table. Rosa carefully positioned him next to her chair, as if she wanted to keep an eye on him. He was feeling kind of like a house guest, but also like some dangerous animal they'd let in their home. All right, said Victor, coming out of the kitchen. Everyone here? Mm-hmm, said Darla. Okay, all hands on deck. Victor stuck his hand out across the table, and almost as one, the rest of the family joined in. You don't have to do this part, said Rosa to Wally softly. Cool, he said, a little startled, not really sure what this part was. Thank you for this food, thank you for this family, thank you for this food, Victor recited. Now let's eat before we hit the hay. It was a cute ritual, Wally reflected as they dug in. A little weird. I hope you like the meatballs, Starla said. They're made with real fake meat. I do like fake meat, said Wally, and stuffed his mouth full before he could say anything stupid. For a couple of seconds, the table was quiet, but for the clinking of cutlery and the messy sound of spaghetti being eaten. Darla was trying and failing to wind hers neatly onto her fork. He was wondering how long it would take her to give up. So, what did you and Billy get up to today? Said Rosa, pleasantly breaking the silence. Oh, Wally swallowed, his mouth full with some difficulty. He caught Billy's eye, but the kid just shrugged. Billy was helping me deal with the situation. It got a little more widespread than I expected. Really? Said Rosa, still smiling nicely. What kind of situation? Oh, they were not going to drop this. Billy had asked him not to talk too much about superhero stuff, but he guessed Victor and Rosa weren't on the same page about that. He couldn't exactly blame them for wanting to know what their kid had been doing all day. He looked to Billy again, but he just pulled a face as if to say, "It's your case, deal with it." It, he said, trying to think about what the least alarming way to explain it might be. It was actually an invisible dinosaur. Before either parent could answer, Eugene snorted, "For real?" "Yes," said Wally. "Oh, okay," said Victor, nodding. "That sounds kind of dangerous." No, it was... The fact of it was, he'd been in way more danger than Billy, given that they'd confidently added dinosaurs to the list of things Shazam was immune to. He wasn't sure how to explain that without making the whole situation sound concerning. He definitely didn't think he should mention how they knew the dinosaur couldn't hurt Billy. "We had it handled," he concluded. "Where'd the invisible dinosaur come from?" said Pedro. "That's a long story," said Wally. "The important thing is it's totally safe now, and it wasn't even a big deal." "It wasn't a big deal, but you had to call in Shazam?" Freddy raised his eyebrows. "Sure. I needed another pair of hands." "He needed his butt saved," said Billy. Freddy nodded as if that made perfect sense. "I really did have it handled," Wally assured Rosa. She did not look convinced. "I have a question," said Eugene. "Shoot," said Wally. "If it was invisible," Eugene said, "how did you even know it was a dinosaur?" Wally blinked, momentarily stumped. "'Cause. I know where it came from, and I know for a fact it was a dinosaur." "Where did it come from?" Eugene persisted. "That's a really long story, and I don't know if it's dinner table appropriate," Wally said, desperate. "What kind of dinosaur was it?" said Freddy. "Spinosaurus," said Wally. "It had probably been a Spinosaurus." Freddy nodded, mildly impressed. "That's pretty cool." "I still don't see how you can be sure it was a dinosaur if you couldn't even see it," said Eugene. "I touched it, and it sure felt like a dinosaur to me," said Billy. "How do you know what a dinosaur feels like?" said Eugene, incredulous. "You don't know what a dinosaur feels like." "Sure I do," Billy said, shrugging. "I touched one today, didn't I?" "Hang on, so," said Freddy. "You know it was a dinosaur because you touched it, and you know what a dinosaur feels like because you touched one today? Do you see how that logic's kind of circular?" "Nope," said Billy. "Sounds good to me." "I also have a question," said Darla. "Okay," said Wally, grateful for the change of track. "Did you kill the dinosaur?" It was painfully obvious from her expression that if the answer was yes, she was not going to be happy. Wally floundered. "Well," he said, he cleared his throat. "We dealt with it." Darla's lip quivered. "Billy," she said, turning in her seat to face him. "Sorry, Darla," he said. "Oh, no," she moaned, taking her head in her hands. Victor laid a comforting hand on her arm. "Poor dinosaur. It never would have been able to lead a full life, you know," Wally reassured her. "It was out of its own time. It never would have been happy here. There weren't any other dinosaurs for it to eat," he cringed inwardly at the last word. "Plus it was invisible," said Billy. "That's gotta suck." You didn't have to kill it, said Dollar miserably. That's so sad. What'd you do with the body, said Pedro, which somehow in the circumstances was a welcome change of subject. Hey, that's a good question, said Victor. Is there an invisible dead dinosaur somewhere out in the city? That doesn't sound very safe, said Rosa. No, don't worry about it, said Billy. I threw it in the ocean.
In the ocean? Said Victor.
Yeah, said Billy. What's the problem?
I'm just not sure it's very good for the environment, Victor said.
Whoa, thunking down his cutlery, Billy raised his hands. Don't blame me. Flash told me to put it in the ocean.
I did not, Wally protested.
I said, what should I do with this dead dinosaur, and you said, go throw it in the ocean or something.
Well, when you put it like that, when I put it like that, that's what you said, man, said Billy.
Anyways, said Wally, I'm sure it's fine. There's all sorts of dead animals down there. No biggie.
Look, I don't want to get all up in your business, said Victor.
Oh no, by all means. It's just that if it's a really big animal and it's not native to anywhere on Earth, Victor said.
I'm sure it's fine, said Wally.
I just wouldn't like to think you guys had damaged any ecosystems.
Damaged any? Well, that was a great way to say, hey, thanks for dealing with the invisible Spinosaurus before it started rampaging through the streets of Philadelphia.
Okay, you know what, he said. If you're really worried, next time I see Aquaman, I'll ask him.
There's no need to be like that about it, said Eugene before Victor could answer.
No, I'm not being sarcastic, said Wally. I really will ask him next time I see him. You guys have got me worried now.
Hmm.
Okay, said Eugene. Hey, so do you call him Aquaman? Because it's kind of a mouthful.
No, I call him by his name, said Wally.
Which is? Eugene prompted.
Not your business, Wally said.
What about Superman, piped up Freddy. Do you call him Superman or do you call him Cal?
Billy frowned. Why would we call him Cal?
Because it's his name?
Wait, what? Said Billy. Since when?
Since always. Do you just not listen to me when I talk? Freddy said, growing more frustrated with every word that left his mouth.
I thought I did, Billy protested. He turned to Wally.
Is that for real his name?
Apparently, said Wally.
But he doesn't like it when we call him that.
So you just call him Superman, said Eugene, even when you're hanging out?
He also answers to Supes, said Wally.
Freddy snorted.
Seriously? I thought Billy was making that up.
Why would I make that up? Said Billy.
Do you call him Soupy? Said Darla.
You should call him Soupy.
That, Wally gestured at her with his fork, that is a great idea. I'm totally gonna do that.
Darla beamed.
Darla, said Freddy appalled.
What have you done?
She's improved my social life, and I'm very grateful, said Wally cheerfully.
Aw, no, said Freddy.
Billy was laughing.
So, said Darla, how fast are you?
Just like, said Wally, really fast.
But with numbers, she said.
With numbers. How fast are you?
Oh, you'd think it would be a question he was used to answering by now.
Well, I've never technically measured my top speed, so... Are you faster than lightning? Eugene asked.
Never put it to the test, but... Wally swiveled his fork in a thoughtful circle.
Probably.
Bull, said Eugene.
You are not.
I am so, said Wally.
Darla was nodding pensively. She said, I bet I'm faster than you.
What? Wally stuttered.
This was a new one on him.
I don't think you're faster than me.
Darla pouted.
Says who?
Ooh, she might be, though, said Freddy. She's faster than Billy.
She is faster than me, Billy confirmed.
She's really fast, said Eugene.
Okay, said Wally, but speed of Mercury, said Darla.
Speed of Mercury, baby, said Freddy.
Okay, said Wally, trying to be polite.
I really don't think she's faster than me.
Why, said Billy, because you're the fastest man alive?
Well, yeah, Wally said sheepishly.
According to you, said Freddy.
Hey, yeah, you can't just say you're the fastest person unless you've raced everyone who's fast, said Darla.
And you haven't raced me, and I'm super fast.
She's very fast, said Pedro.
Okay, well, said Wally, I'm not gonna race you, kiddo.
Darla scowled.
Why not?
Because I've got nothing to prove, Wally threw out.
It was true enough.
You raced Superman, said Eugene, didn't you?
Yeah, well, that was different, said Wally, really starting to flounder.
How? Said Darla. We're all superheroes.
For one thing, he's a grown-ass man, Wally pointed out.
Oh, so you don't want to race me because I'm a little girl? Darla asked.
I kinda don't, said Wally.
I see, Darla nodded seriously.
Sexism.
What? No, Wally sputtered. I'm not sexist.
Oh, okay, said Eugene. So it's a race thing?
Oh my god, no, said Wally. Jesus Christ.
Now the whole family was laughing at him, even the parents. Well, at least everyone was having a good time. I don't raise kids, okay? He said. I'm laying that down right now. Blanket rule.
I think you just don't want to get beat by a 9-year-old, said Billy.
That's not it, said Wally. It wouldn't be fair. I'm not going to race you, Darla. Sorry.
Whatever, Billy poked at his meat-free meatballs. You would if you weren't a pussy.
Hey, said Wally.
Billy, we've talked about using that kind of language in the house, said Rosa, laying a hand gently on his arm.
Right, sorry, said Billy.
You would if you weren't a coward, he said to Wally.
That better?
Much better, thank you, she said, and went back to her dinner.
Wally blinked, trying to process the interaction that had just happened.
What?
What about when I'm grown up, said Darla. Will you race me then?
You know what? Sure, said Wally. If we're both still alive when you're 18, I'll race you.
What do you mean, if we're both still alive, said Darla?
Are you implying Darla's not going to live to be 18, said Victor.
No, said Wally.
No, God, that came out wrong. Billy was smirking at him. Honestly, I was more thinking of myself.
And that was a remark that left an uncomfortable silence in its wake.
Darla turned to her foster dad.
Am I allowed to race him when I'm 18?
Honey, when you're 18, within reason, you can do whatever you want, said Victor.
Darla nodded. Me and you and Superman should all have a race.
If he's down with it, Wally shrugged.
Sure.
I'll ask him for you, said Billy.
Thank you, said Darla.
Maybe Superman will even race you now, said Eugene.
Yeah, could be he's not a coward, said Pedro.
Okay, said Wally.
I have a completely unrelated question, Freddy interrupted.
I'd really appreciate one, Wally said.
So, the Batman, said Freddy.
Okay, actually, he didn't appreciate that.
Oh boy, he said softly.
Do you seriously not know who he is, says Freddy?
I know Billy doesn't, but you've known him longer, right?
You're also an adult, said Rosa mildly.
For the first time in the conversation, she and her husband were taking a real interest.
Hey, said Billy.
I'd also be interested to know if you know, said Victor.
Hand on my heart, said Wally, putting his hand dutifully on his chest.
I don't even know what color the guy's hair is.
For real? Said Wally.
He's an enigma wrapped in a mystery, wrapped in a cape, said Wally.
He kinda does his own thing. Good meatballs, by the way.
Thank you, said Darla.
Is he scary?
Not usually, said Wally.
What does that mean? Said Rosa.
He's only scary if you're dumb enough to piss him off, Billy explained.
Flashes of backtalker.
And you're not, said Victor.
To the Batman? Billy scoffed.
Hell no.
What about Superman? Said Eugene.
Do you backtalk Superman?
Sure, said Billy with a shrug.
All the time, said Wally.
What's he gonna do about it?
Kill you with his heat vision till you're dead? Said Darla.
Pfft, said Wally.
He's not gonna do that. He's Superman.
Also, he's not the boss of us, said Billy.
Yeah, that too, Wally agreed.
Wonder Woman's not the boss of you either, and I bet you don't backtalk her, said Freddy.
Well, duh, said Billy. Wonder Woman's got a sword.
Freddy shot him an incredulous look and slammed down his fork.
And Superman has heat vision, he said.
God!
Yeah, but he doesn't use it on people, Billy protested. I've never seen Superman use his heat vision on a human, but I've, personally seen Wonder Woman stab a guy, so... He threw up his hands as if to say, doesn't that go to show?
Looking genuinely furious, Freddy said, okay, but whatever counter-argument he was going to come out with, he didn't get to finish.
When did you see Wonder Woman stab somebody? Said Rosa, quietly horrified.
Oh, it was... Billy's eyes went big. He floundered.
Figuratively.
Figuratively, she echoed.
The rest of the table had gone quiet.
Plastering on an innocent look, Billy said, his voice going high-pitched.
Uh-huh.
Okay, said Rosa in measured tones.
When did you figuratively see Wonder Woman stab someone?
Considering his response very carefully, Billy said,
never?
Rosa looked to Wally. Holding up his hands, Wally said, don't look at me. I genuinely don't know what he's talking about.
When was this? He said to Billy.
He'd never seen Diana stab anyone. He couldn't imagine what she'd have been doing in front of Billy.
I just made it up to prove a point, said Billy, so earnestly that for half a second Wally actually believed him.
Yeah, he totally made it up, said Freddy, much less convincingly.
Rosa held up a finger for him to shut up.
We'll talk about this after dinner, she said to Billy.
Billy's shoulders slumped in dejection.
Aw, fine.
Ooh, said Eugene, someone's in trouble.
He's not in trouble, said Rosa. We just need to talk.
Better not do that thing where you use your powers to get out of being yelled at, said Eugene to Billy. Shut up, Eugene, said Billy. You know you're not allowed to use them in the house anymore, said Eugene, because of the fire issue. Oh my god, shut up, said Billy. Seriously, you start one fire and... Oh please, said Eugene, like that's the only time you've ever started a fire. What, said Billy? When have you ever seen me start a fire? Eugene considered the question. I don't know. You've just always struck me as the kid who would start fires. I don't, Billy stammered. That's not... You... Oh, go to hell, Eugene. Eugene sat smugly back in his chair. Called it. Eugene, said Darla. Stop embarrassing Billy in front of his superhero friend. Darla, we're all superheroes, said Eugene. He's not special. I'm not a superhero, Victor pointed out. Darla patted his hand fondly. You're a superhero to me, she said sweetly. That's very kind of you to say, honey, he said. Across the table, Billy rolled his eyes. So, the meatballs, huh? Said Wally, gesturing at his plate with his fork. These are great. Did you make these? No, they're from the store, said Rosa. Oh, said Wally. Well, nicely selected, I guess. Billy was giving him a flash, you're being weird look, which he resolved to ignore. Thank you, said Rosa, bemused. Later, in the kitchen, he got roped into drying dishes. The kids were all in the other room. He could hear the TV running. The room was warm and slightly humid, the windows steaming up. It was all very companionable. It was a long time since he'd been around family like this. He knew he wasn't part of it, but it still felt nice. Yeah, no, it's actually a lot more comfortable than you'd think. He was making a clumsy but valiant attempt at drying a plate. It had been a long time since he'd done this at normal speed. It's pretty breathable, but it's not just a secret ID thing, you know? He motioned at his face. I don't have invincible eyeballs. That's so interesting, said Rosa. She sounded very sincere. She usually did, he was learning. I wouldn't have thought of that. He shrugged. Most people don't. The plate was pretty much dry. He put it on the stack and selected another. Well, anyway, he said with a sigh, I should probably be heading out soon. I'd hate to outstay my welcome. You're okay, said Rosa, once again warm and sincere. He didn't doubt she meant it, but it still kind of put him on edge. He wasn't used to being around people who were this nice. Do you have someone waiting for you at home? Huh? He glanced up from his drawing. Oh, no, I'm single. Oh, yeah, she said. Are you looking? Or kinda, he said. Kinda? She echoed. I'd like to date more, he said. It's just difficult, you know? I don't have a lot of free time. That's a pity, she said. You seem like a catch. He snorted. I'd like to think so. He shrugged. No, for real, don't feel bad for me. I could make time if I wanted. It's just a matter of priorities. She nodded, understanding. Do you ever think about changing your priorities? You mean quitting? When she said she wanted to talk, this wasn't really what he expected. Nah, I think I'm in too deep to quit at this point. She shot him a worried look. I'm kidding, he added hastily. Kidding. I don't want to quit. Right. She set another plate on the board with a heavy clunk. Why'd you do it? He shrugged. Somebody has to. Does it have to be you? He went on slowly running the dishcloth around the plate, as it began to register that this conversation might not be about him anymore. Has to be someone, he concluded. Why not me? She began to rinse another plate. So, what were you and Billy doing today? Ah, the million-dollar question, huh? He said with a nervous laugh that she didn't reciprocate. It's kind of a long story, but nothing he couldn't handle. Okay, she slotted the plate into the rack. You sure you know what he can handle? I've been working with him for a couple of months now, so he shrugged. I'd like to think so. She hummed again, clearly not amused. It wasn't anything he hasn't done before, he said. You know, he's good at this stuff. Good at going on missions where people get stabbed, she said bitterly. I don't know what to tell you, he said, spreading his hands. Tonight really is the first I've heard of that. I swear I wouldn't expose him to something like that, unless... It's all right, she interrupted. It is? I'm not upset with you, she said, furiously scrubbing at the spaghetti pot. I just wish he'd talk to me when things like that happen. I can't help you there, he said. Sorry. Raising her head from the dishes, she sighed and said, Are you done with that? Huh? He glanced down and realized he'd been drying the same plate for a really long time. Oh, whoops, he said. She shook the dry plate gently out of his hands. I wanted to tell you, yeah? I'm sorry for yelling at you, she said, the first time we talked. Oh, that, hey, you don't have to apologize for that, said Wally. It wasn't fair, she said. I've been thinking about it, and I know it must have been difficult for you.
It was a whole mess, Wally admitted. She shot him a weak smile. I hope I didn't burn any bridges.
Oh, no, don't worry about it, he said. No one was mad or anything. We just... He tried to think how to put it. I guess we were all kind of relieved he had someone looking out for him, you know?
Yes, she turned her gaze back to the dishes. I just don't understand how you didn't realize something was wrong.
You didn't either, he wanted to say. How long did it take you to realize what he was doing?
He's an indestructible superhero who looks like a 40-year-old man, he said. What were we supposed to think?
Shazam does not look 40, Billy interrupted. Wally jerked around to face him. He was lounging in the kitchen doorway. Wally wasn't sure how long he'd been listening into the conversation.
Hopefully not too long.
What's wrong with looking 40? Said Rosa sharply.
A deer in the headlights look passed across Billy's face. Then he arranged his features into an impressively innocent expression and said, Nothing.
Rosa smiled at him, tight-lipped. Come here and wash some dishes.
Aw, what? Billy threw up his hands. But I set the table!
Come on, she said, waving him over and positioning him in front of the sink. Start scrubbing. I got things to do. She left them alone. Billy plunged his hands into the sink, grumbling to himself. Wally carefully selected another plate from the rack to dry.
Check me out, he said. I'm being so normal right now.
Billy scowled and splashed him with soapy water.
Hey, look, I promise I'll come back if your foster mom and dad say I can come to dinner again, okay? Said Wally.
Hugging his leg like a baby koala, Darla said to Rosa,
Can he come to dinner again?
We'll see, said Rosa. She eased Darla off his leg. She gets attached to people, she said to Wally apologetically.
It's an issue, said Darla. I'm working through it.
It's cool, said Wally.
So are you going back to the space station? Said Darla.
To the... Wally shot a look at Billy, loitering by the stairs.
Right, the, space station. The secret space station. The secret space station people outside the League are meant to know about.
What? Said Billy with a shrug. Was I supposed to not tell them I was going into space?
Wally fixed him with a hard look.
He probably shouldn't argue that particular point in front of the kid's foster parents.
Well, anyway, he said. Darla, kiddo, I don't live on the space station.
Oh, said Darla, as if the idea had only just now occurred to her.
Can't thank you enough for having me, he went on, but I gotta get home.
Bye, Darla, he said, hopping down onto the driveway. It was great to meet you.
Rosa followed him outside, lingering on the porch.
It was nice having you, she said. You're welcome to come back sometime.
Yeah, he said, a warm sensation in his chest. That'd be real nice.
He jerked his head at the road. I gotta run. He glanced over his shoulder to make sure no one was watching, and made his exit.
Rosa blinked at the empty space where he'd been standing.
Does he, she said, do that a lot?
Leaning in the doorway, Billy shrugged.
You get used to it.